back, speaks to a silhouette, reminds me of when we met. Lips move into a song from some cowboy band. Sun's going down with the evening gown. Tuesday she says she'll be skipping town. Heading out west has always been a dream to her. Said Toronto never meant nothing to her. She was rolling out all the way to Vancouver. Her sisters were there ever since they ran away. Said before I go, can you take me to the teller? She said she had to visit the fortune seller. Ready to sell.
Vancouver, you are listening to Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. It's another beautiful start to a beautiful weekend. Gonna have a great show for you today. We've got some Speedway, some old tunes from back in Toronto, some nice stoner rock for you from a fantastic indie band. As we have Adrian Landini in the studio, who was the singer for that band back in the day. He's in town checking out Vancouver. He's got some stuff he's working on. And gonna reminisce with him on some good tunes. Also have an interview with a band called Harvest coming at you. Gonna throw their new EP on the air so you can give it a listen. And a little later we're gonna have an interview with Matt Bryant from Headwater. Stick around, Vancouver. This is Friday Sunrise on CITR.
My name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world.
Sessions never meant anything to me.
We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
All right, this is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. And yeah, it's another beautiful weekend out there at the start of this day. Got a good show for you. As I mentioned, we have some Speedway to play. We have Adrian Landini from Speedway in the studio with us today. Can get to an interview with The Harvest and with Matt Bryan from Headwater as well. Bunch of good music for you. And yeah, we started off the day with some Speedway and a couple of influences that Adrian had chosen for his band and just general tracks from Adrian. How are you doing this morning, Adrian?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know. Good. Big cup of coffee in my belly and nice and awake. And I started the day off proper.
Properly started.
Yes. So why don't you give us a little rundown about the past there, my friend. A little Speedway and maybe fill us in on if you're writing any songs and what you're up to lately and what you're doing in Vancouver and introduce yourself to the people of Vancouver.
Well, Speedway is a band that started just in order to make music that wasn't being made and needed to be made. And out in the wastelands of southern Ontario, it was made and heard by a few of the chosen. And now I've come this way to spread it, spread the love. And I guess some of Vancouver heard.
Nice.
The southern sounds.
Nice. Yeah, pretty nice mellow sound. That was a great track to open with. It's a nice 7-minute song of like melodies and very soothing.
Yes. And it's one of those things that it's a good representation, I guess. Although it is an older recording. And you asked me what it was called, and I couldn't remember.
It's so old, it's just a forgotten memory. In the dusty corridors of music. Right on. Well, there's a few more tracks we're going to play from you. We also heard Jesus Christ by Big Star. Yes. And Fool's Gold by Lassa, two of your picks. You loving those songs? That Lassa song I know you really enjoy.
It is it's a nice song. It's I listened to it a lot the past couple of months. It's a fairly new album.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. All right, so we're going to play another track from Speedway, and then we're going to play some Log Bomb by Bob Log. And probably another track of Speedway, and then some Harvest interviews we'll get to, and Adrian's going to be with us all morning to riff and roll off and to chat away. All right, Vancouver. Here's a little more music for you. This is some Speedway on Friday Sunrise.
Time. Thank you. CITR is partnering with Beetroot and Winnie Cooper to present The Humans, Young Liars, and Peelies.
The party is going down at the Astoria on Saturday, July 23rd, featuring Winnie Cooper, DJs Tristan Orchard, Wobangs, and Christian Flores. Doors open at 9 p.m., cover only $12.
You can feel it in your feet.
All right, this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Jason Paulette, your host of Friday Sunrise, sitting in the studio here with Adrian Landini from Speedway. Heard a bunch of tracks from that band, the nice mellow tunes that you heard that get you high and rise you up. Some great music there you got, Adrian. That's some really nice tunes. I enjoy that stuff, man.
Thank you.
So, yeah, can you maybe tell me a little bit about your songwriting style? I'm a little curious. You've got some great lyrics that... yeah, kind of really go with the vibe that you guys put out there. I'm just wondering a little bit about your style and how you go about that.
Well, what we were doing with those songs that you all heard was just to record for a session and then mix down whatever it was that we got and get a song written that way. So
did you come in with lyrics and just have the music all kind of spontaneous, or was it just all spontaneity?
The lyrics come through just writing all the time, and it would, you have an idea when where a melody, or when you hear a melody, you have an idea what the song will say or what should be said there. So, you know, I would just dip into my bag of tricks and you know,
mm-hmm.
let it all fall into place.
Nice.
So, but yeah, it just like literally recorded in the living room.
Nice.
You know, so yeah. Rustic recordings.
Rustic, true independent. Speedway still recording right now? You guys have anything happening?
Well, it still operates in various forms. We played a show in November for Natty Booker, from Spaceman 3. There was a tribute for him at somewhere in Toronto at one of the bars there, and it was actually a very good night of music. There was about a dozen, probably more than a dozen bands playing that night. Like, they would play a song or two.
Cool.
And everything went over without a hitch, so...
Nice.
Bravo to those folks, because it was a good night of music. It was a good... and we do things like that. When it comes to playing shows, you never know.
Cool. And you yourself, you work on anything? You got any songs coming, strumming the guitar?
I do. I record on cassette in my spare time.
That's old school.
So, but it's the fun school, so.
Nice.
But that's what's been keeping me going the past little while, so.
Cool. All right. So we're going to have a little bit of an interview coming up next with The Harvest. They are a local band, going to play their EP for you as well, called Lucy's Volumes 1 and 2. A couple tracks, one called A Piehead's Life, then Summertime, Hoops of Fire, My Own Way is the one after that. Great band. Female lead singer, fantastic voice. And yeah, they'll get you moving, they'll get you dancing. Going to shift gears a little bit from the mellow to the, I guess, a little bit of ska, funky ska rock. Yeah, these guys will tell you all about it in their interview, which I'm going to play for you right now. And Adrian's going to stick around, hanging out. And yeah, we're going to chill for a little while longer on this episode of Friday Sunrise. So grab your coffees, roll out of bed, and start the day.
Get going, Vancouver.
Yeah, get going, Vancouver. Get going. All right, here's a little bit of info from The Harvest. Check them out. They're new band in town. I think you'll love them.
All right, this is Jason from Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver and vanmusic.ca. I'm here with The Harvest at Aurora Studios, where they jam and record and generally have shenanigans. You are?
Jeremiah Johnson.
Shauna Malosh.
Darren Lee.
And Mark Stone.
Sweet. Yeah, I just recently found out about you guys, so why don't you fill me in a little bit about how The Harvest got together and a little bit about your sound and what it is just that you're doing.
These guys have been jamming together for over 7 years, I think, and they've run the studio for about 4 or 5 that I know, and I got invited down to one of their parties one night and sang freestyle over the mic with some people who love music, and it was love at first chant.
Nice. Nice. So, and what's your sound? I'm going to play some music after this interview on the radio and for the people, but do you want to just... Can you guys talk about it? Is it top secret, or do you describe it? Or?
Oh, it's definitely not top secret. Just depends on which band member you ask. It's kind of... I would say it's summertime music. Makes you feel good with lots of hook-laden pop, reggae, ska, rock. I think I covered pretty much everything.
Yeah, I'd say so.
It's pretty good spectrum. And you guys have some shows coming up at the Railway. You want to give us a little rundown?
D?
Absolutely. We're Friday, August 27th, at the Railway Club. We're playing with Hastings and Chaplin, and that's an IMU Productions event. You can go to www.imuproductions.com/tickets.html, and you can buy advance tickets there.
Cool. And what time does the show start?
The doors open at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Nice.
We'll be on stage at 11.
All right, and you guys own and play in this studio where a bunch of bands jam.
That's Jer.
It's like your home away from home.
It's my home away. It's my baby. It's Aurora Studios. Anybody out there wanting to come on in and check it out can check us out at www.aurorastudios.ca. Yeah, I love this place.
Why don't you tell me about the hat?
Tell me, it actually belonged to my grandfather, recently deceased, God rest his soul.
I
came from his hat collection, and it's very British, as was the man.
Seriously, it's very Sherlock Holmes. Very nice. Absolutely.
Very Paddington Bear.
Cool, right on, guys. Thank you for your time, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you
very much.
We're The Harvest, and you're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR Radio.
Don't know what couple of drinks and wait for that sun to rise. We'll do it all the time, like it's summertime. Oh, I can't spend my time without a friend. By the fire watching the waves rolling in and out again. When the sun lights up the sky, that will be lit up to my friends. Let's do it all the time, like it's summertime. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, 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 whoa,
right? You're listening to The Harvest on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR. I'm going to play a couple more tracks off of them. Just want to let you know, if you go to The Harvest Facebook page, if you're on Facebook, which you probably are, then who isn't? Then go to your search engine, put in The Harvest, look for the musician band profile for The Harvest, and tell them that you came from CITR, Friday Sunrise, pop a little note on their wall, send them a message, just like them even. And yeah, they got 5 t-shirts to give away, and they want to give them to you. So check them out on Facebook, The Harvest. Going to play a couple more tracks from them right now. It's Friday Sunrise.
Friday Sunrise. Do I do? Show me the phone. Mind if I sleep while you Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, you remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Junior!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Now, the electric prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds, are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio A-Go-Go, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
That's right, this is CITR, 101.9 FM out of Vancouver. You can listen live at CITR.ca as well. And you just heard the EP, I guess it's not quite the EP they mentioned to me when we did our little interview. It's like the second album of a bunch of tracks. It's called Lucy's Volumes 1 and 2, and I believe they're working on a Volume 3. And yeah, four tunes from The Harvest: A Pothead's Life, Summertime, Hoops of Fire, and My Own Way. They got a show coming up on Saturday, August 27th at the Railway Club. Check it out, check them out, and hit their Facebook page for some t-shirts.
Yes.
Yes. You still with us there, Adrian?
I am.
Nice. Just chilling in the corner, chilling in the shadows, in the smoky Friday morning haze, the dark coffee running through your veins. And ignoring me with the cool sunglasses on. Just yes, Jason. Yes. So we got a couple more songs we're gonna play. I'm gonna roll into some Joe Purdy, and I'm gonna get some Harlan Pepper on a song called Reefer to kind of go with the Pothead theme that seems to have suddenly happened this morning, and then an interview with Matt Bryant from Headwater. Coming up after that, and we're going to hear a little Headwater as well. Death Me off of Lay You Down, and something off of My Old Friend. Let's see, what can I play off of that? Out to the Country, perhaps. And, yeah, check them out. They got a third album they're working on as we speak, so lots of stuff happening in Vancouver musically. As always, as Vancouver is an amazing town for independent music, and you can check out the scene on vanmusic.ca, which has quickly become Vancouver's premier source of independent music. And yes, time for more of that music. This is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM, and I believe this is Joe Purdy. Here you go, Vancouver.
Packed your bags, and one night you headed out. Said these small town blues got you going insane. Gonna move to the city, gonna change your name. You'd never look back at where you came. This far you're never gonna be the same. Do you miss me? big girl shoes, and you're running around with the big girl blues. And I know you don't doubt yourself anymore. And you feel like leaving, you walk out the door. And I bet you ain't got nothing left to burn. It's better that way, 'cause you never get burned. And you try not to think about what might have been. You know this town's just sink or swim. Do you miss me? Do you miss me? The last time I saw you waving goodbye from back of the train with a tear in your city man. Together you're making big city plans, and you hope you don't find out by who you are. We used to catch fireflies in Mason jar, and we used to go down to the county fair. We listened to bluegrass in the summer air, and we danced all night as the rain came down. You held my slept on the ground. We wrote our names in the old oak wood. Yeah, some things don't work out like they should. Do you miss me? Do you miss me? Do you miss me?
A little reefer and hope that my problems fade away. I've seen some troubled times today. These troubles on my mind are here to stay, 'cause I owe a lot of people, so I smoke a little reefer and hope that my problems fade away. Jimmy. Are around from me. So I'll burn them all up and away. 'Cause I owe a lot of people, so I smoke a little reefer and hope that my problems fade away. So down on my bed, I think I'll lay. 'Cause I owe a lot of people, so I smoke a little reefer and hope that my problems fade away. Yeah, I owe a lot of people, so I smoke a little reefer and hope that my problems fade away. Yeah.
yet still I'm running to you. Though we've been down this road before, and I know it just ain't no good. But all those things you do excite me, baby, that's for sure. And I wouldn't quit you if I could.
This is Jason from Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver and from vanmusic.ca, and I'm here with Matt Bryant from Headwater in front of Café du Soleil before the open mic night he hosts on Thursdays. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing really well, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good.
Thanks for taking the time out of this extra busy moment to, you know, to chat with me for a minute. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Cool. So, yeah, I recently saw Headwater went up to Alaska and did a little bit of a festival out there. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
We were in Whitehorse, actually, in the Yukon, but we have been in Alaska, and it was crazy. We played at an old brothel in Alaska once for lunch and beer. It was really cool. But we were just in Whitehorse playing a bluegrass festival, and it was really awesome. Usually bluegrass festivals are really square, full of old graybeard people, but this was full of interesting young people, which was a change and a good one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Jet setting. I saw the picture on Facebook. You guys look pretty pretty jet setty.
Yeah.
And once you fill us in a little bit about this open mic, what you're doing here, and what is you're trying to go about with, you know, the new stuff?
Sure, man. The open mic here at the Café du Soleil has been running for about 7 years, and I took it over in January, and I'm really happy to be running it because it's one of the places that I first got my start playing music in Vancouver when I really started taking it seriously in my early 20s. I started playing here, and this is where I really cut my teeth with a lot of learning how to sing on stage and like getting control of an audience and all that stuff. So I really feel lucky to be back here again, sort of coming full circle to it and running it and helping people do that themselves. So nice. That's really cool.
Cool, sweet. Yeah. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing with Headwater in the future, what's coming with you guys?
Well, we're playing a very busy summer schedule of festivals all across BC and the Yukon and I guess a bit into Alberta. A lot in northern BC and the Yukon, which is great. We love it up there. But really, we're working very, very hard on a new album that is getting, I think, really, really good. We're making really, really strong strides towards some really awesome songs and getting great sounds and just working on what I think is a really killer record.
And this is your third album?
Yeah, it'll be our third record.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Cool. Any shows in Vancouver coming up with Headwater that these people can check out after they hear this interview?
Practically none. But if you want to check our website at headwater.ca, there are a lot of sort of smaller things like community events. We're playing a couple times in North Van in August for like just outdoor free concerts that people can come to in Lynn Valley and Edgemont Village and stuff. So those sorts of things. But practically no big shows or like anything really fun except in, you know, far-flung places.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, well, check out headwater.ca and check out Headwater anytime you can. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay.
Always. Cheers.
Cheers, Matt.
tell you, I walk a mile in your shoes. I'm a city slicker with some good old-fashioned views. Well, I get home from working and I write songs to pay my dues. Times are getting harder, I got nothing more to lose. Take me out to the country. Take me out, take me out to the country. Grass is always greener when you're on the other side. Don't try to keep her, you're gonna lose that pretty bride. Well, I've been down here so long, waiting just to see you through. You don't need me no more, there ain't nothing I can do. Take me out to the country. Take me out to the country. Take me out to the country.
Right, this is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. There's about 5 minutes left in the show. Going to get to some Fuzz Cat in this last moment, perhaps with I Get High. And yeah, just want to say thanks to all the people who I got to interview. And thanks to Matt from Headwater. Thanks to The Harvest. And thank you, Adrian Landini, for coming to join me in the show, in the theater. In the booth today. Thank you. It's wonderful. Before we go, Adrian, any tips, any musical tips? Think anything that people should be listening to?
Trout Mask Replica.
Trout Mask Replica.
Go out, find it, listen to it.
Trout Mask Replica. Go out, find it, listen to it, and be it. Good advice, Adrian. Awesome. All right, so I guess I'll just close out the show and say thank you, Vancouver. Thanks for listening to Friday Sunrise. Appreciate it.
Stay frosty, Vancouver.
Peace. Here's some Fuzzcat for you, and coming up, some talk radio for your mind. CITR 101.9 FM.
There's no shame in it, I'm proud to say it. Well, I can't.